in the star, in the star.
Welcome back to a Masters edition of Golf DMV. Lots of shout outs to get to. Lots of things to update on. We've got Worthington Manor.
Yep.
12 guys out.
12.
Had a wonderful time. We're recording right after that. And, you know, it would have been cool to stay at Worthington to record, but I spoke to the young lady at the bar, and she says, yeah, we're closing up in about 45 minutes, so we're not going to have time for you guys to sit here and record your radio show. And so, which is fine. Rochelle was her name.
Rochelle. Yes.
Very nice, very helpful, all that stuff. So let's start with some shout outs before we get to the Masters and before we get to Worthington Manor. Okay. Number one shout out is Carl.
Okay.
So, Carl. You may remember him. He told me, and LB, you'd love this. Mm-hmm. So I'm at Eagle 5 Golf in Columbia. I've got Manny there because we got to work his swing out. I'll have more on how Sierra is helping him work his swing out.
Okay.
Coming up a little bit later in the show. But so we're leaving Eagle 5. Carl has about four of the guys with him, his group, and they're having a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm walking out about to pay. They're near the register.
Right.
And he says, he looks at me like, are you Claude from Golf DMV? Or he may have said DMV Golf.
Right.
I said, oh, you mean Golf DMV? And he says, he says, yeah, from the podcast and the radio. Like, yeah. And so, you know, we dap up, introduce myself, you know, to his buddies and stuff like that.
Right.
Real cool dude. Carl bought a towel not too long ago. That would be music to LB's ears.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Carl.
Shout out to Carl.
And all his homies. And so one guy got a birdie on the simulator course they were playing.
Right.
And he said, be sure to shout me out too. I didn't get his name, but they were having a good time.
Somebody got a birdie.
Exactly. So, Carl. Yes.
And your peoples.
Yes. And if you guys want to join our, you know, just get out and hit with us. They seem like a whole vibe. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with
okay.
you. Like, if it wasn't for my wife, Manny, and my nephew, Mason, being there with us, I would have stayed with them,
right.
you know, for another hour, two hours. Tempted to say, hey, see, go ahead and go home, and I'll catch an Uber.
I'm
going to hang out with these guys I just met
right.
over golf, and it is what it is. No, so shout out to Carl and his homies. You know, guys, reach out to the show. We'd love to play with you. And Carl, yeah, if any of your buddies are so inclined to purchase a towel or any other golf DMV.
And anything else we have on our website.
Yeah, there will be no discount, but it is, you know, it is what it is.
It'd be much appreciated. That's what
And by the way, Carl and his buddies, people we've known for years don't get discounts.
That's true.
Right. We don't do it.
No, but I don't get a discount. I put my money in the till when I put a new towel on my bag. So
exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly right. So shout out to Carl and the folks at Eagle. So Eagle Golf, by the way, we were there twice this week. Let me just wrap this up. So we were at Eagle Golf. It's the indoor golf facility in Columbia. They only have two bays that are for left-handers. And so one is a private room where you can do like the course. The other one's like a driving range sort of setup. So we were doing the driving range because, you know, obviously I'm left-handed. Manny's right-handed. And we're trying to work some stuff out. I talked about this. Hit this growth spurt. And his game is showing signs of decline. He actually said to me a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago, Dad, could this be my demise? Demise? First of all, you're 11. What
are
you talking about?
Yeah.
There is no demise at this age. But we're trying to work this out. And so we're looking at launch angle. We're looking at all this other kind of stuff. And so we're reading, you know, the screen and taking down numbers. My wife, Sierra, who she's got clubs, but every now and again, she'll come with us to the range. She doesn't really care at all.
Right.
But she's fully invested in Manny's success
of
doing
course.
This. And so she says, so we're talking about launch angle and all this kind of stuff. And then she says, hey, you know, on YouTube, they have a ton of videos about launch angles. Have you guys looked at this? And I'm just thinking to myself, this is what we all go through as beginner golfers. Like,
yes.
And so I'm saying, oh, really? Tell me more. Tell me, because I want to pretend like I don't know.
Have you heard of Paul Wilson?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, YouTube has a ton of golf videos. It says, if you just type in how to play golf on YouTube, so many instructional videos come out. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll see if we can utilize that resource. It should be easy. Watch the video
very diplomatic
and do what the video says.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right, sweetheart.
Yes.
I will look that
we'll
up.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, we'll get on all that. Oh,
that's
by
fun.
The way, I should mention, shout out to Cachet Spine Sports, sponsor. Not this show is not brought to you in part by Cachet Spine Sports. It's totally brought to you.
It really is.
As of today,
it is totally
please go
brought
get your
to
back
you.
Checked out.
Yes. Yeah, get your back right, get your neck right.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that Golf DMV sent you.
Yeah.
Again, we're not giving any discounts. Mm-hmm. Black woman owned chiropractor, mm-hmm. pay her the money.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. She might give you a.
If
you tell her that we sent you, she might give you something, a little trinket, something in the shop, you know, just to say thank you. Mm-hmm. If it's maybe a small discount, or she might give you 15 minutes with Nancy.
Okay.
That is well worth the visit. Okay. And I'm going to leave it at that. And Nancy is, okay. it works for male or females.
Okay. Go. You may want to add more context, though.
Just, no. Yes. I think I've said enough.
Because I feel like I've seen a movie with just 15 minutes with Nancy.
Yeah. Spend 15 minutes with Nancy, and you won't regret it. You'll feel better when you leave. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me. I've spent time with Nancy.
I believe you.
Yes. Okay.
All right. There you go. Cachet Spine Sports, conveniently located right off the Beltway in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yep. Right off Lockwood Drive. Can't miss it.
Yeah, check her out, man. I mean, and again, you know, look, we can ask for discounts all day, but at the same time, you know, go support these businesses.
Yeah,
you know,
again,
woman-owned, black woman-owned. Mm-hmm. She's been a part of our Golf DMV family for years now.
Yep. Yes, yes.
And you know, again, get that back right, get that neck right for the golf season, or, you know, for the lady in your life, you know, your mm-hmm. spouse, or yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of ladies who listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, if your man just isn't as agile or flexible as he used to be,
right.
send him to Cachet. If he's getting a little old and you know how to say, it's like, hey, I've got a chiropractor mm-hmm. situation set up for
Might
you.
Work that back out. He can get some positions again like he used to could do, stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Precisely. Yeah, right.
Dry needles. It could get the nerves working again. All kinds of things that are possible.
That's right.
If you go see Cachet.
Don't forget Nancy. Yeah.
And Nancy.
We're here to help.
Yeah. We're here to help.
All right. So
we got one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about this.
Yes. Later go ahead, Lawrence.
All right. All right, folks. April 23rd from 5 to 6 p.m. We will be doing this show live. That's mm-hmm. right. Live in living color at Love Life Coffee, which is same as Love Life Cafe. Same place.
Yeah, Laurel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Laurel Merlin.
Different name.
We've done a live show there before, last year, I believe it was.
Positive vibes, man. It was all
nice place, nice place. So just to know people now they have beer and wine that are available there.
24/7, like when they open to close?
I don't know if it's on during the day, but I do know happy hour, which from time to we're going to be there from mm-hmm. 5 to 6. They close at 7.
Okay.
You can get beer and wine during that time. That is their happy hour time frame.
Okay.
Sweet.
So we're going to be there for an hour. We will obviously you can get drinks. There will be some drink specials, I believe. She has food. We will have a few giveaways for our fans that show up.
Yes, we will.
So
hey, Carl, you and your buddy should come out, man.
Come out, say hi, shake a hand, pat it back. There you go. So that's April 23rd. That's a Tuesday. Is that a Tuesday?
Keep talking. I'll check my calendar.
Yeah. But April 23rd from 5 to 6 p.m. The address is 929 Washington Boulevard mm-hmm. in Laurel, Maryland. It's right if you know where the Mad Cow is.
Most
people know where the Mad Cow is.
It is a Tuesday.
We had a wonderful time at the Mad Cow.
Yes,
you and our friend Valerie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's good food there, too. So mm-hmm.
good vibes at the Mad Cow. This is not about Mad Cow. This is about Love Life Coffee.
Yeah, but we're going to be there, again, live in the living color for mm-hmm. happy hour. Come on out, say hi, shake a hand, pat a back, and have a drink.
Yeah, I'll create a flyer and put it on Instagram for those of you who follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So let's see. Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Wins the Masters.
Again.
Second green jacket. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we were watching the end of the Masters at Worthington. We just got finished playing, had 12 out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all of us, for the most part, stuck around, watched the end of the Masters. And just so impressive, man. Like, Scottie Scheffler, like dialed in, totally focused, not worried about applause, not acknowledging anything until the end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just, like, to watch him close the door. It reminded me of how like championship players are clutch in those moments.
Yes.
I'm going to close the door. Like I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I think at one point he had birdied 5 out of the last 8 holes.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was all like towards like either start with 9 towards the back nine. Yeah. The back 9. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just ridiculous, man. And we're watching this, and everyone's just like, "What if you're another player? If you're Morikawa, if you're Aberg, if you're Homa, these guys, Homa." Mm-hmm. You're like, what do I do?
Yep.
How do I beat him? And there is no answer.
Yeah.
The only answer is you have to play perfect and hope that he makes a mistake.
Yep.
And he rarely makes mistakes.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially considering that coming into the day, they were all tied. Yeah, Morikawa.
Yeah,
two,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, minus. Ooh.
He had a one shot lead. One shot lead. He birdied 18.
Seven, but right, when we came up on not when we got off the course, correct. It was all they 700. All tied,
yes. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So technically, you guys were right there. Yeah. And I said, I said to my brother Glenn yesterday, we were at a family function. I think more than other majors this year, with the conditions and everything, the course itself was going to be, because usually we say, oh, there's this golfer and there's this kind of contention and will this person hold the lead? And we don't really talk about the course. Mm-hmm. The course was a character this year.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So it wasn't just weather, Scheffler v. Morikawa. It was Scheffler v. Morikawa versus the weather. So with them all being 7-under.
The Master, like Augusta, is one of the only courses that, like, it's a star of its tournament.
100%. You know what I
mean? Like, people will go just to be at Augusta.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's another, maybe Pinehurst number two, but I don't think there's another course that the tours, that the pro tour, the pros it's touring play
regularly
that is a star of its own, tournament.
Yeah, no, not like that. And you know, in years, like, usually, I mean, obviously it's always a star, but it's usually a back, like on Sunday, we're talking about the players.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's players and the conditions.
Yeah.
Because, and so what the point I'm getting to is, like, coming in on nine with all of them being tied, Scheffler was perfect, or Scheffler was money.
Mm-hmm.
And the course took out Homa, Morikawa.
Right. The course took him out.
I mean, obviously they're played, but, like, the, you know, he's hitting the water and the wind, we're trying stuff. And it was cool to see, like you said, Claude, Scheffler not play previous defense.
Right.
Yeah, against the course. He kept going. Like, even when he was up with eight, nine, ten, still drilling, still trying to make birdie putts. He could have been, you know, never took his foot off the gas. So, I mean, what can you say?
Vern, LB, you're watching this. And what's going through your, I mean, because, you know, we're all talking and stuff, but what was going through your mind as we were watching, you know, Scheffler just close the door?
Yeah. I think you said Kobe. You mentioned Kobe when we were at Worthington, how he, like you're saying, he just,
he's cold.
He just is emotionless.
Yeah.
And every tee shot was just straight, straight. Everybody else is flaying off into the pine straw behind trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Straight. Here's this is the thing that got me today when we were talking about this. This is Scotty's results for this season so far. And these are all of them. He started at the Century at T5, T17 was American Express, T6 is AT&T Pebble Beach, T3 the Phoenix Open, the Genesis was T10, Arnold Palmer first, Players Championship first, Texas Children Open tied for second, Masters first.
So the worst he's done all season is 17.
It's T17. And that was the second tournament of the season.
Yeah, top 20 kind of weak a little bit, right?
Right. Everything else has been top 10.
Good night. I mean, that's dominance.
So one of the things we talked about in there that we also saw, I think all of us saw, you talking about everything was straight. Some guys, we've talked about this before, some guys who are in championship content or position, look, you can see them trying. Scotty had this confidence that at no point, even after he made a bogey, I think he made a bogey on like 11 or something like that, he doesn't look different.
Right.
Everything looks
his birdie. His birdie looked like his bogeys.
His birdie looks like his bogeys. Everything looks the same. And I feel like what you see on the tee is the confidence of a person who's like, no, I have it. I have it.
Yeah, I got
versus
this. I'm good.
If you were watching Morikawa and Homa, you could see them like
pressing,
pressing. It's like, oh, if I get the drill. And then that's why they're spraying shots. But Homa in particular, man, when he bounced that ball into the after that it just kind of
so bad
it was pretty bad. So like, how, what is it, that is it just a confidence in his mechanics, you think, Claude, or something like
you know,
hard to say?
I wish I could nail it down, because I mean, there are times where golfers we've seen look like this. Like, I mean, again, I joke a lot about this, but if you were to go back, I'm guessing maybe by this time now, maybe 8 years, Jordan Spieth looked like he was unbeaten.
He had a little run.
He had that thing. And John Rahm looked like, for a short time,
but both theirs were confined to a single year, though, weren't they?
Right.
Correct. And Scotty just keeps it going. Now, Glenn did bring up a great question, because Glenn said, I wasn't watching golf during Tiger's dominance.
Yeah.
Is this similar?
Not close.
And say what now?
I don't think so.
Well, I think
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I think it is, but we don't have a big enough sample size.
Correct.
To compare him,
he's got to go. So
he's got to go like some years.
That's the thing. So Glenn, if you take what Scotty's doing now and he does it for another 14 years, that's the Tiger thing.
Yeah.
But also, like, the way he does it is different than Tiger. Like Scotty, Scotty reminds me, like, so we talked about the Kobe thing. He's more like Jokic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you watch him and it's like, he's so good, but there's nothing that stands out as great.
Yeah.
It's just that he's so good. He's the best.
Yeah.
Because Jokic is the best, but you watch him play, you think he's slow or maybe he can't shoot.
Or can't jump.
He can't jump. Mm-hmm. And he can do all those things. Mm-hmm. It just looks like he can't.
Yeah. When you turn around, he got a triple-double.
Right. Every time you turn around, and every time you turn around the leaderboard, Scotty's up there. He's in the top 16 this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so he's, but Tiger, you know, some of those shots Scotty was making, the point that I was making was that, like, you know, he approached the green and he dials in and he's 8 feet away from the hole. And that's a great shot.
Yeah.
Tiger's putting it 2 feet away and he's closing the door that way.
Yeah.
Or how, you know, Scotty, those five birdies out of 8 holes where he's putting it in from 8 feet.
Yeah.
Tiger's chipping it in because he's spraying it over, but he can recover nobody else. Right. And it was just different to see. Mm-hmm. It was just different to watch because it was a little more flashy, a little more drama with it. Mm-hmm. But Tiger always delivered.
Yeah.
And he's not stoic. He's not.
Right. Yeah, Tiger played with emotion as well.
No, he had some venom
in there. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, with something to prove. And so, yeah. But again, I mean, the dominance up to this, I don't think anyone's dominated for this long a period of time.
Since
Brooks, yeah, with the majors. But Scotty does it even outside the majors.
That's true.
And so I'm thinking, like, the dominance you've seen so far, yes, Tiger-like, but he's got to do it for a longer period of time before we even consider ranking him with Tiger. Because, again, Tiger, speaking of the Masters, Tiger, you know, as in poor of health as he is and getting up there in age and all the other kind of things, still made the cut.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of people did.
24 in a row.
24 in a row. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't make the
Wendell
cut.
Clark.
Yeah. Which was one of my picks.
We're going to get to those results.
I'm looking at that too now. I forgot that JT, who just let up Guy Bones go, missed the cut.
Seven.
Yeah. Sergio Garcia. I'm just going down the list of people who, some names at least. Sergio Garcia, we're happy to see him not make the cut.
And by we, you mean you.
I mean me, yes. Mm-hmm. Victor Hovland plus +8. Mm. Speed plus +8. Brian Harman plus +9. Sam Burns plus +9. Didn't make the cut. Bubba Watson. I wonder how is his...
Two-time winner.
Two-time
How is his... what's his name? His Liv team. Are they any good?
Well, he's making money. I don't... Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddie Couple.
What team DJ, is he even on?
DJ plus +13.
Legitimate, don't care. Yeah. This is one thing we talked about with DJ, is that... Scotty Scheffler's reaction is similar to DJ's, except Scotty is, I'm focused. DJ's is, he really doesn't care.
I'm not here.
I'm
somewhere else.
Even when he's winning the green jacket, like he did a couple years ago, it's like, you know, okay. Yeah. I want another tournament.
Right.
Essentially. And there's a cool green jacket that comes along with winning this one.
Yeah. And then, for those, I don't know who would know listening to this show, but, like, you've got the aura of Scotty's wife being pregnant hanging over this, where it's like, where he's like, I 100% believe he's dead serious, because for some people things are bigger than money and winning tournaments. Mm-hmm. If she had said, yo, your first son is on the way, I legit feel like he would have been like, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
Like,
he's talked about that family.
I mean,
comes
maybe
first.
Not on like 17 or 18, but like, if
he was on hole like number seven,
he's gonna fit. Yeah, but seven.
It was hole seven, second round.
Yeah.
Sure. But even with that, like, I mean, again, we've had our discussions about wives on Full Swing.
Uh-huh.
There's a few of them that were, not even a few, there's one in particular that were like, she's doing
we've
too
had
much.
Enough, yeah.
Brooks' wife.
Yeah.
Doing a lot. But Scotty's wife seems just, you know, and even Joel Damon's wife does a lot. But anyway, Scotty's wife.
The famous one.
Yeah, yes, Joel Damon, the famous one. All this fame is so hard for us now. But just as sincere as we see DJ, I also see Paulina Gretzky the same way. She's super sincere. Like, she talked about it. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad being the greatest hockey player of all time wasn't home a lot.
Right.
And it's important to me that DJ's home. And DJ said the same thing. Like, it's important to her. So that's why I'm doing the whole lift thing. And I thought that was kind of cool. Like, they're just honest. Like, and they don't care. Wow. Yeah. Both of them got money. They don't.
Yeah.
We're both good to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't care what people think. Why should they care? They're rich. They're both attractive people. They got these kids. They're living their life. They couldn't care less about what anybody thinks.
You know who did care this weekend? You know who had things to say after his vacation? our buddy John Rahm, previous winner. Actually, yeah. I just realized he did make the cut, I believe. He did make the cut.
Yeah.
But he had to sit around and watch this to put on. I just realized he had to do the.
He had to put the jacket on.
Because I know he just wanted to get back to Spain or Latvia or wherever he's playing next. But for those who don't know, Rahm complained about, and I guess we can talk about this a little bit, the quote unquote conditions. Look, man, listen.
It's too windy. We shouldn't have to play in this.
What is Augusta supposed to do about the wind? So I assume he meant like make the green softer to help balance the wind. It's fine, bro.
Just play golf, bro. Like everybody has to play in these conditions. Yeah. Yeah. But back to Scotty's wife, like I feel like she, and you see it on the show, is the type that's like, you know, you're in contention here at the Masters. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like do your thing.
Yes.
Close it out. Yeah, it just seems like that. Like she's not, you know. She's not some of the other seeking attention. No, the other kind
but
of
it
stuff.
But it is his first son. So I would understand that he himself wanted to be
there. For sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you can always have more kids. You know what I mean?
She's going to have one.
I'm about to win, 3.4 here. So this is going to go in his college fund or his trust fund. Yeah. And we'll name him Augusta.
His middle name is Augusta.
Augusta Scheffler. Scheffler.
Yeah.
Augusta Scheffler. So who finished last?
Dead last for this tournament would be one Eldrick Tiger Woods at a total of plus 16.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 2-shot lead on last place.
Okay.
BJ Singh was plus 14. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
It was the second.
Didn't even know Singh was in the field.
Yeah, Singh made the cut. Yeah, mm-hmm. He made the cut. Tiger went plus 5 on Sunday.
Tiger had a tough Saturday, too.
He had a tough Saturday.
Shot 82.
Tough Friday.
Which, by the way, I would take any time. I'll take
82 anywhere.
Yeah. I would take 82 at Enterprise.
82
at
the putt-putt.
We were talking in the chat, man, about how Thursday, Tiger, I said, I was like, man, Tiger's looking unusually good. I was like, for how, and I, you know, wrecked the speculation. I was like, maybe he's got a cocktail of things going on in there because he looked totally one under. But then, because of the weather, and he had to, I think the second day he had to finish maybe 6 holes plus another 18. Effects started wearing off, and he started to drag. I started to see him as he started to look like a car accident Tiger. I was like, no. And then it looks like that just continued on into it. But he made the cut, 24 straight cuts into the weekend. Yeah, but, you know, just, I know it has to burn him up that he's like, just technically just finishing. Like, he's the last guy across the finish line. Great. You're getting consolation claps. Like,
So what does that. When we say this every time we talk about Tiger, I mean, when do you say, okay, dude, you know what I mean?
Let's stop.
Let's do something else. Go to the Champions Tour or just stop.
Probably one or two tournaments too late. That's usually what it usually
is. After he misses a bunch of cuts, we talked about this,
but he's got so much pull and does so much for the game. Like, you almost just kind of let him do whatever he wants to do, right? Yeah. Although I hate to see it. I hate to see him going through what he's going through. Right. But you almost just kind of like,
If you're doing smart producing, just like Tiger's like, hey, I want to be in a tournament. Like, I don't want it to get to the point where they're like, all right, cool. You're in a tournament. They're like letting him play, but like the cameraman don't have the cameras on. They're the gallery would be there. But it's just,
there's a camera following him, but the camera's not on.
It's not on.
Right. Just to make him think everything.
You guys see that? I checked in. It's like, we got it, buddy. Plus 6, you're on your way.
We're going to say this on our social, and you'll be all right.
Oh, man.
Never make the broadcast. Because I didn't, speaking of not being seen on the broadcast, I think I saw Brooks the first day.
Yeah. I didn't see a lot of Brooks.
I ain't see him again. So he finished that plus 9 tie for 45th with your boy Denny McCarthy, who you picked. Well, but again, I take back what I just said, because my guy, I picked Tigala as part of my foursome.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, T45 at plus 9. I'm going down. Did Ricky make the? Yeah, he did.
Ricky made the cut.
Yeah, made the cut, plus 5.
First time he played here in 3 years, I think.
T30th. Yeah.
Oh, that's better than Tiger.
Yeah.
So we're gonna run this. Yeah. We're gonna run this back. For the PGA. Because we got to do better than we
have. Yeah, we have to. So let's go over those results. Because if you remember, we picked teams.
We did pick teams. Producing note, I don't have Wi-Fi here.
No, so. I can. I'll go ahead and keep talking. Okay. I'll pull it up for you.
Well, here's what you guys need to know. Here's the TLDR. LB had his top two were basically Xander, and he had Scheffler the winner. So he made $3 million. Claude made $0.
Correct.
And I had Tom Kim. I want to say John Rahm.
You had your... The top ones down. You had Rahm, Tom Kim, Zalatoris, and McElroy.
Yeah. Did they all make the cut?
I think they all did. Make
so
the
I probably
cut.
Made like, yeah. you know, $40,000 or something. Yeah. So basically, yeah. LB got this running away.
So Claude had Wyndham.
Which wasn't, at the time, I felt like it was a fine pick.
It seemed like a terrible pick.
Yeah. You had Wyndham, Denny McCarthy, local boy.
He was hot the week before.
Right, right.
Until he ducked. You
until
picked
he got a cold shower.
Really quickly. He was hot, and then I told you he duffed a wedge to lose to Batia. You were like, Denny McCarthy. I'm riding that horse. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. And you had Gary Willen, your sentimental brain surgery pick.
Because if he won, that would have been the amazing. Best story. Yeah, like, yeah, that's man. Because the category I picked Willen in was, what would be the best story?
I give you a pass on that. If he won, it would have been incredible.
Yeah, that is the best story.
Yeah, just the other three. They got it. Right. That's the other three.
Yeah. And yeah, and I had Scheffler, Mickelson, who made the cut, Xander, and Tegel. So all of our guys made the cut.
Yeah.
And you had the one that made all the money.
Yes, and we had the number one guy. All
right, so,
but here's the question: so when we do the one for the team, who gets to go? Who gets? See, it becomes important now. Who gets the first pick?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, not you.
Yeah. Well, I finished last, so I should.
Yeah.
And I'm going Scotty Scheffler. I'm going to tell y'all now.
You already got your pick in.
Scotty Scheffler.
Contest just becomes not even playable. It's just whoever picks first gets Scotty Scheffler.
Right, Scotty Scheffler.
It doesn't matter.
Guaranteed to win.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be in the top 10.
Yeah. You basically have to pick 2, 3, and 4 to have any chance.
Right. Essentially. Let's see. Anything else you need to do to wrap the Masters?
Real quick, can we talk about
this? By the way, just talking about Sierra with the whole thing with Manny, I get home Saturday afternoon, getting ready to leave to go to work with, you know, the DC United stuff or whatever, and I go upstairs and Sierra's in the bedroom watching the Masters.
Wow, by herself?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. She's on YouTube looking up stuff for Manny. She's watching the Masters.
What's happening?
You know what's going to happen? You're going to come home one day, she was like, hey, I got a tea time.
I got a tea time. Yep. Exactly.
Well, I got lessons at
Northwest.
Even more awkward. You're like, oh, okay. Well, when do we?
No, just me. It's okay.
Manny, just a couple of others. But.
Right. Yeah.
You and Manny go do what y'all doing. Yeah. I got lessons. Yeah.
Interesting. And who was? She said she was rooting for somebody. I can't remember exactly. Who.
Not Ricky. Though. Not Ricky Fowler, probably.
No, it wasn't. Of course not. Not Ricky Fowler.
And Fleetwood got a haircut, so she might.
No, definitely wasn't Ricky Fowler. It might have been Max Homa.
Okay,
remember who
that was? Yeah. He's a fan favorite. So two quick notes for the Masters. One, I just want to touch on Bryson real quick. What I saw from round one and round two, and then two, our buddy Zach Johnson. I'll start with the Zach Johnson thing real quick. I proposed a new rule. Now Lynn gave me a decent counter to this, but I was like, I think double bogey or worse, any professional golf tournament, no clapping.
Right.
So for those who don't know, Zach Johnson made a double, you know, he flubbed a chip or did something, made a double bogey. And when he finally, when he finally put it in, people started reflexively clapping like they do. Mm. And he said, oh, bleep off. And he threw the ball in the water. Right. And the mics picked it up. And I thought it was funny and appropriate.
Well, you're just wondering, why are you mad at the fans?
Well,
you're the one who, you know.
He did, but in his defense, it's like, I can understand, like, in that moment, then the claps come in. It's like, what are you going to do? Tip my cap?
Right.
What are you guys doing? So, new rule, if you're at a professional tournament, somebody makes up, don't say anything. Be dead silent.
Right.
Because that's what they want. Real quick, so Bryson, day one, I told Claude, I said, I was watching Bryson.
This was
Friday. I was watching Bryson Friday. And again, everybody knows, you know, par 69 or whatever he said, 67.
59. Was it 59?
67. Something. Okay. Less than 72. Okay. Da, da, da. Misses cuts. Doesn't play well. This and that, right? Friday, he's lighting it. Thursday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lighting it up.
Playing very well.
But the whole time I'm watching him, he's
shot
playing.
65.
Yep. He's playing like a golfer who just happens to be playing well. He's not doing it. He's just walking down the fairways, enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Looks totally subdued, completely humble. At the end, he talks to SVP, and he tells him, like, yeah, you know, regardless of what I said in the past, this is tough course, blah, blah, blah. You got to take your lumps, et cetera. Sounded like a golfer who had some trouble at Augusta, learned his lesson, and said, hey, man, I'm just happy to have shot.
Super humble,
shot a great round. And I was like, all right, Bryson, looks like we may turn the corner. Mm-hmm. The very next day, he came out there with all of his confidence and bravado. He's talking to fans. He wasn't talking to fans Thursday. He's talking to fans, walking
smiling,
down the thing, smiling.
Chest out. He hits one over to, I think, the right into the rough.
Yep.
Decides to go up, I think it was 14, go up to 14 fairway, even though he's on 13, which was smart. But then picks up the little post that's got the rope in it. Yeah, picks it up on his shoulder and moves it over this way, and and it's like this guy really can't handle being
when
popular.
When I saw that, when
he can't
saw
people liking
and
him.
Here's the thing: ESPN showed it with no context, so I'm doing stuff and work. And when I look back and I saw Bryson carrying it, I said out loud, "You're not going to win." I said, "You're back to your old ways. You're a clown." And look, listen,
he can't handle people liking him.
There's something about when he gets the spotlight, he starts doing stuff. Right. Just be yourself. And so coming into Sunday, obviously, he played well enough. He was in the mix, everything else. And Sunday, the wheels really fell off on the green where he's like leaving putts short. If you've watched him putt, it looks like he's like trying to lift Thor's hammer and he's just going 4 feet.
Right.
So anyway, I was happy to see
him. The way he locks his arms.
I was happy to see him lose is because I was. I didn't want him in the mix. I don't want Homa or anybody else. And again, shout out to Morikawa, who just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I'm like, boy, where did he come
Everyone
from?
Everyone was. Right. The announcers were.
And, and again, when you sit there and you watch, these guys, and they made mistakes. Aberg, Morikawa, Homa. And you're like, Scotty's not going to make a mistake?
He's not. Mm.
We saw both. I can't remember which hole, but we saw Aberg, I think it was, and Morikawa put him in the water. Mm-hmm. Scotty goes all the way to the right of the flag. Mm-hmm. And then I'll two putt. Mm-hmm. Even if I have three putt and it's a bogey, I'm up four strokes.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm good.
Didn't feel anything about it.
Nope.
Shout out to Ludwig Oberg, too, for like a rookie. TE2? Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Yeah, or came in second place? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only other person, I think, is all, it's like, 69. It's rare for them to play that well. Zalatoris did this, T6. So.
And the serial killer vibe of Scheffler is really picking up steam. Glenn had mentioned it.
Yep.
A few other guys at the, but he is. He's Michael Myers.
He's Michael Myers.
You think you outran him? Nope.
There he is.
I know you saw him in the kitchen of the other house. You ran out the house, ran to the other house across the street, mm-hmm. ran up the stairs, locked all the doors, got in the closet. He's already in the closet.
waiting on you because he knew you
He's
was
already
coming.
In the closet.
With the green jacket.
with the green
and a knife in his hand.
With the green thing. So anyway, I think that's it for the Masters, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Masters 2024. Yeah. First majors in the books. And what do you know? Scotty Scheffler won it.
How about that?
There it is. All right. So we were at Worthington today playing around. So first thing about Worthington. So this was a later round than we normally play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, it was cool to get 12 out. I mean, I don't forget anybody. But from Matt and Lou and Glenn and Mike and Rick
Antron.
Wendell was out. Mm-hmm. Troy, Aaron.
The three of us and Aaron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, had a wonderful time. And we started at 11:50.
Yeah.
Well, 11:30, 11:40, 11:50.
Yep.
Which is usually super, like, we normally don't play that late.
Right.
We want to get it in early. Still got it in 4.5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was crowded. A lot of people there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still got it in.
By the way, with like hella windy conditions.
Yes.
Very windy.
The wind that was at the Masters yesterday was at Worthington.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. And there were holes where there were weights.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. still got it in 4.5.
Yeah.
So.
And there were times your ball would be, you were getting ready to putt and your ball would be going, whoa.
Yeah. Moving on the green. Yeah.
And so these other courses, such as Enterprise, Oak Creek, there's no reason to have
sometimes.
These, there's no reason to have these long waits. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. You definitely can't have like some of these courses that have a 4.5 hour round when we go out at like 7. You can't have that. If they can do it at noon, mm-hmm. it'd be good. So, relax yourself.
Worthington, a test. It's a test. Yes. You know what I mean? But I will say this. Playing it this time, it didn't strike me as tough as I thought it was, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we played it a lot.
We played it a lot. And I feel like I've always had this mental block of whiskey, the night before, I'm literally, and I've never done this before, mentally preparing myself for how hard it's going to be and don't give up, don't quit, finish every hole.
You remember what I said about the course being a character, the Augusta?
Right.
Worthington is that for you.
And we talked about it. It was like, don't blame Worthington for being what it is.
Yeah.
Go there and take what it gives you.
Yeah.
Because it is tough, but it's super forgiving as well. It gives you bailouts.
Yes.
You know, like, it, unlike like Lake Presidential, where if you're off, it's going to punish the mess out of you.
It is.
Worthington doesn't do that. You know what I mean?
In most cases.
In most cases. And I thought it played that way. I will say this though, that I do think for me playing it today, it's not as tough as I thought it was, and it's also not in the tier that I thought it was. Like, I don't think it's in the tier of the Maryland National
Die.
The PB Die. It's okay. Not in the Whiskey Creek and the Musket Ridge tier. I don't think it's in that tier. I think it's just below it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's in those.
Well, Josh Allen tier, huh?
Okay. Right. Right. Good quarterback. Good. Hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, you know. Dak Prescott.
I think that it has.
So you see, Tim.
I mean, what I thought about today was being this time of year in April. I thought that it would have been a little bit more greener, more lusher, especially with all the rain that we've had.
We did have a lot of rain,
but it wasn't. It seemed like it was still
pretty firm.
Yeah, and it was still winter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like spring hadn't sprung there yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting it to be a lot greener than it was, but. We did play aeration special rates.
So just real quick. So I was telling you guys, like, when we were playing, like, you know, playing at certain courses has ghettofied my expectation of golf, which is embarrassing when you're at courses like Worthington that are a tier above certain courses.
Especially
in the service category. Yeah. So we go in and the guy says, so I want to pay for my round. Okay, cool. It's such and such. Oh, I want to add some range balls. So, it's already included in the price. Like, oh.
That's right.
Sorry, I've been playing ghetto courses that don't include the range balls.
It's like, what kind of token you want? A large or small?
Yeah, I've been playing courses that don't include it. So you
pull up to drop your clubs off and the bag boy comes up to take your clubs. You're like, what are you doing, man? Don't get
it. So I took my clubs.
Afterwards, the young lady's trying to wipe down the clubs and you're like, I didn't bring any cash to pay the lady who's going or the guy who's going to clean the clubs. That's like, because you didn't expect it.
They don't normally do that anyway.
Normally they do.
And even just to that point, one more thing they did when I don't normally do a bag drop. I normally don't, you know, park and just hoof my clubs up there. For whatever reason, today I went up to the bag drop and you know, got my clubs out the trunk. I go park, and by the time I'm getting out the car, a worker, an attendant, is bringing me a cart to my car
with your club,
so I can drive. Now I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't have to walk back up to the clubhouse. I got in the cart. And took me, you know. So
customer service.
Yeah, nobody. Season. Other clubs. I don't even think. Whiskey doesn't even do that.
Right.
I know. Musket doesn't do that.
Not to the car. They will. They will. What now? They won't drive you. But whiskey will. If when you pull up in the parking lot, those
they'll bring a cart.
They're
to
in
you.
There. They right. there. Yeah. They be posting up in the parking lot. Yeah, they'll come up and get your stuff and then put it up. But you're right. Yeah. But that was very intuitive. Like they watched you go to your car. And said, "Oh, he's gonna need."
Yeah. At the eighth tee box, I called. You know the for food.
Was your food ready? Or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. By the time we got there, here you go.
How about that? Yep.
Like I mean, waiting. Like literally waiting. I mean, the sandwich was almost cold.
Oh.
No, it wasn't cold, but I mean, it was lukewarm. You know what I mean? Because whatever reason, we had a hold up at 9 because I flubbed 3 shots.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't get there as fast as we should have. But anyway, no, it was great. It was great.
Customer service.
Anyway, go ahead, LP.
No, I was just saying, that's customer service was great there today. That's always been one of their hallmarks, is customer service.
Yeah. For the playing conditions, the greens were probably the slowest we'll probably ever see them for Worthington.
Right, right.
And to be clear, that's like medium speed for any other regular course. But we're used to them, like, it's like, you know, we're tapping it being glass. We left a couple short, but on the back nine, they started to speed up a little bit.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncharacteristically, I felt like Aaron was, man, he was hitting some putts clear past the hole, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Trying to dial in the speed.
Yeah, I think it's because he's used to them being so fast. And once he caught on to them being slow, he was trying to make up for that, but kind of maybe overcompensated for it a little bit.
Right.
But he played well. I feel like everybody played well. I feel like everybody had
good
shots and, you know, and played.
Some forgettable ones and some good ones.
Regular
round of golf.
And the thing that I loved about it is, you know, when you're out and you're able to joke around with people, like there was a hole where Aaron said, "I thought I hit a good shot, Claude, till I saw your drive." And it was, you know, because I'm almost 50 yards ahead of, you know, ahead of us. And so I'm just joking, like, yeah, no, it was a good shot. It was a perfectly fine shot for you. Yeah. I mean, it's, your ball is what your ball is.
Yeah. Be happy with yours. This is for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's distance off the tee. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's tee shot. But it was good. And it was really cool kind of hanging out at.
Yeah,
oh, here's so, you know, here's how you know you're falling off.
Okay.
So I come into the clubhouse, and as I'm walking out, I see Wendell.
Okay.
And he says, oh, I wasn't expecting to see you here today. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm here. And then I see Antron.
Yeah.
And Antron's like, oh, you getting out on a Sunday? And I was like,
all right, now.
Yes, I'm here. And, right. And then I make my way to the driving green, to the driving range, and then I got to go past the putting green first. And I see Glenn, and we dap up, we talk a little bit. He was like, man, I'm glad you was able to actually get out today. I was like,
the third time.
Guys, like,
I play golf.
Do I really go missing? Like this, and I guess I
well,
do.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Everybody right. expects you not Saturday. To be there on the Sunday.
But a Sunday at 11:50,
you can right. make.
Yeah, I can make.
Yeah, that should be expected.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and, you know, again, I was trying to wrap up the homeless service this morning.
Yeah, make everybody
super
feel bad.
Early.
I like that.
Right.
You said, hey, yeah. do that. Not all going to feel like jerks.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, no,
doing
not
the Lord's
that.
Work.
No,
cool.
Because we were done. It's just that sometimes we sit around and we talk afterwards. Right. I wasn't doing any of that. I said, I'm going to go get the truck, put stuff in the truck, I got to go because I got to get to Worthington Manor.
It was so one of the things that was cool. First bit, I will probably just do this every year now, like for a massive Sunday, just have as big an outing as we can.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go somewhere. Maybe make it Worthington. But everyone was looking forward to it, like, all week, too.
Yeah.
Like, in the text and everything else. Like, hey, you know, we're going to get out and do some stuff. So, yeah, it was good. Like I said, played much better than I expected. So, so we'll see how it goes next week.
What part of your games were you guys most proud of today?
Proud.
If you had to.
Some of my iron shots were good. I put that in air quotes. Yeah. Some of my iron shots were good. T-box was terrible for the most part. At least very inconsistent.
Right.
Yeah, I would just say some of my short irons were where I thought they should be and are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were what you thought they were.
Yeah, exactly.
As Dennis Green once said.
Right. Yeah, wedge shots were good because wedge shots were good. But I think my nemesis today mostly was getting off the T-box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It should be 100% my short game. Like around the greens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were got running. Up and down. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit,
yeah.
So which I had to because I was missing my irons. So like, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You had no choice.
So it, you know, hey, we talked about it for years and years, and we say every year, short game. Listen, for somebody like me, I've seen the results because a lot of these low scores come when I'm just like, oh, cool. It's you know, we talked real quick. We talked about confidence with Scheffler. There are certain situations, like I think on hole 17 is a par 3. I hit pitching wedge I thought was good. It was way short. But when you certain shots where you're like, oh no, I have this in the bag, you're not even concerned. I was like, LB, bring my 9-iron, and then I just chipped it. And even if it had been a 2-putt bogey, the shot, I was like, oh, I'm like the bump and run. It's a bump and run for those who don't know, like the bump and run on smooth greens. I'm I practice it all the time. I love it.
Yeah,
and you have
it. Right.
Versus a 40-yard pitch that I have to do where I have to go over something. You're gonna see me practicing technique and doing all sorts of stuff. Yeah, but. Anyway, so yeah, bump and run and short game around the green. What about you?
Nice. For me, it was the driver off the tee box. I had some really.
It was good to 18. it was great to 18.
Everything was so solid off the tee box, and then we get to 18, and I hit that slice that I'm known for.
Yeah.
And Aaron is so funny. Aaron was like, "Claude, you haven't hit that all day, right? It happens right now. It hadn't happened all day." And I'm like, "Yes, you're right. Yeah, it hasn't 18. Happened." Yeah. And he's just like, "Wow, we wait until the last hole, and there it is."
Like, all right, man.
Yeah. His ugly head.
Yeah. You're right, Aaron. And I think off the tee box was like my strongest.
Yeah, catch you in play.
Yeah,
you just gotta knock
right.
It down
that's
there.
It. Yeah. Keep. I mean, again, it's amazing how much fun you have when your ball is not lost.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it sounds simple, but it's amazing how fun the game is when you can find your ball.
Yeah,
I lost one ball on 18.
Okay.
On 18.
Okay.
It's coming off the tee box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 18.
Well, yeah. Maybe two, I think, on the front nine, but yeah.
Yeah, so it is what it is. Worthington's a great, great course.
Yeah,
and I hope it don't sound like I was diminishing it when I was saying that I put it a tier below those other courses. Mm. like PB Dye whiskey. It's just how I feel. And again, it's not diminishing it. It's just, I think those courses are so, I think those are really, really great. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I think those are wonderful courses to play. And I should have added Bully Rock to it too. Ooh, yeah. But, and so if you had to go, to me, a step one little tiny step down from those, I think that's what Worthington is. But I will say that if those courses are one step down from Worthington, I don't think anything else is in that category with Worthington. Maybe Waverly. Maybe Waverly.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I can't put another course in there, then maybe it should go up to that top tier. Yeah.
It'd be like the bottom. It'd be like the last guy in.
Correct. Yeah. And so, we'll see. Yeah. So anyway, so we're going to be live on the 23rd. It is a Tuesday.
Yep.
Love Life Coffee from 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm. 5 to 6 p.m. Yep.
Happy hour.
Come and get some drinks, listen to the show, be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we will have some giveaways. And I won't tell you what those are yet. You have to come find out.
There you go. Yeah. That's a tease. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they call that in radio, a tease, right?
Cache Spine Sports, yes. The official chiropractor of Golf DMV. Yep. And this show is brought to you solely by Cache Spine Sports.
For now, because we other people out there, you have businesses. Hey, there's an opportunity for you to come on in and become a sponsor as well.
And by the way, what we do for a lot of our sponsors and supporters, I mean, not just shout you out on the radio, but we do live interviews, we do the live events, we do social media stuff. Now, not all of the sponsors take advantage of everything we offer, but it's offered.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there for you. It's there for the taking. And so we'd love to partner with you as long as your product is good. Because we can't vouch for stuff that's trash.
We can't do trash stuff. Yeah. No.
We do have standards.
That's
we do have standards. I just talked to my friends at Eagle 5 Golf. I've been there a lot lately, spending a lot of money.
Where is it in Columbia? I've never been there.
Right off 108.
Yeah, it's pretty much where everything is in Columbia.
Oh, okay. On the other side, that's okay.
Snowy River Parkway.
You want to get one of the booths because the driving range area part could be dangerous depending on what happens.
Well, this time of year, I don't need them. I mean, because
we outside.
Yeah, I'm outside. Yeah. This is the real range.
Right. All right, so what's golf?
This week's golf. I am in Vegas.
This weekend.
So this week. Oh, okay. I'll be posting photos. We got three rounds planned. Painted Desert, Red Rock, and Las Vegas National.
Did we play Red Rock before?
I'm pretty sure we have. Yes. I know I've played it at least a couple times.
Yeah, I think I played it when we were
okay.
Yeah, I like Red Rock. It's a beautiful course.
That was a fun trip. Low key, that Vegas golf trip was a fun trip.
Last round was tough with LB with the shrimp or whatever he had going on. But other than that,
the shrimp?
You were swollen up? We was that last round? You barely made it through, bro.
Like, I don't remember.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Because it was the eighth the night before or something, right?
Yeah. So the next, the final round of the Vegas trip.
My face was swollen?
I believe so. Yeah. Really? Like your eyes. Yeah. It was a whole situation.
I do remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
Because you was like, hey, we got to get him out of here.
You were miserable. Yeah.
You were miserable. Not having a good time. But the other three rounds was dope.
Great. Right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Because I have no recollection of that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reggie's going to be there.
Yeah, Reggie.
Shout out Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie's
my man.
Reggie's going to be there. We're only playing one round with him.
Okay.
The Painted Desert round he's playing with us. Okay. So we'll have five for that round. But we're looking forward to it. We've got dinner plans at Capitol Grill for one night.
Nice.
We're going to a hockey game.
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I'm taking my Capitals jersey.
Okay.
With them. I'm repping the red.
There you go.
it should be a fun trip. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. And we'll report back on that next week, guys. It's Golf TV. And, I hope you guys enjoyed the Masters. And, look, it's all 80s coming up. This week.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've got a lesson plan with John Ross. Okay. He did text me back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. John Ross.
His game.
He's back.
came out of the woods and hit me up. So looking forward to getting back with John Ross and we'll see if we can get Manny straight. I'll have him watch some videos, videos that his mom has.
Yeah, we'll let Sierra go through them first. And
the YouTube videos Sierra has found about golf. How to play golf, and she found all these. All right, guys, Golf DMV.